My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast with the weekly Horoscope of the Friday forecast, as I call it, on March 8th, 2024. And we'll look at the major transits happening this week. A lot of the planets moving through nakshatras and the new moon in Parvabhadrapada on Sunday, March 10th. And how we can work with this energy. There's also a major Hindu holiday happening that happens to be today with the celebration of the Shiva energy. So I'll talk about that as well and how to celebrate and bring out those qualities in yourself. So we all have that within us, the Shiva and Shakti, the masculine, feminine, yin, yang, whatever you want to call it. And if you want to know more how to apply this to your life, get your free birth chart at quietmindastrology.com. Sign up for the free birth chart. You'll get your free Vedic birth chart and a little video on how to start to interpret it. And it really helps you start to follow along. So when I talk about like this week, the sun moving into Pisces, you can look where the number 12 is in your chart and the sun is there for the next month. And you can see how this energy will play out for you personally in that house. And then you can go back to my episodes on the houses to better understand what that means for you. And then I'll be offering my Quiet Mind Yoga Teacher Training coming up quite soon here. So you can join the waitlist at the link in the show notes or go to quietmind.yoga/YTT. This will be the eighth time I'm offering this. I've been a practitioner of yoga for a very long time, teacher for a very long time, and this will be the eighth time offering the online class. So it's really fun, really deep. And I think of it as a prerequisite to really understanding astrology. It's the tools to understand your body, mind, and spirit, of moving and being aware of energy in your body. So useful. I use it all the time. I use it every day. So it's something that I think is very foundational to working with energy. And that's what we're doing with astrology, is finding the patterns of energy and then choosing how to work with them. So let's look at what's going on this week, what energies are at play, how we can work with those, starting with the Shiva energy that's present right now and how we can honor that through the more active yang parts of ourselves, of doing things, maybe physical activity, physical exercise, yard work, any sort of chores or physical actions that need to happen, sports, yoga, exercise. These kind of things are more in that quality, in that realm, and there's more a sense of doing, providing, and serving energy, of seeing how we can be of service to others, how we can provide for others and provide for ourselves. So it's an energy that's coming in through this week, and then it'll be sort of present largely on the Friday and the weekend, but also carrying over through the week as well. So the major dates for this week are on Friday, March 8th. Mercury moves into Uttara Bhadrapada. So we see here in the sky right now, as I'm recording this on March 8th, we've got a lot of stuff going on in Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Most of the planets are in that area. The stellium in Aquarius. The Aquarius energies are about innovation, independence, being unique, eccentric, and expressing yourself. There's a scientific energy. And this plays into what I've talked about over the last year, 2 years, with Saturn being there, is a signifactor of major innovation in technology. Previously, when it's been there in the past, we had the breakthrough of the internet in the mid-90s. Now the current thing like this is AI, and everyone talks about AI now like they did about the internet in the mid-90s. And this is an example of Saturn in Aquarius, but we have the stellium, the four planets in Aquarius right now. So this is, for all of us on the individual level, can bring about this connection to our unique expression and to our own sort of breakthroughs, this more scientific approach to life as well, of being a researcher, of seeing what's working, what's not working, trying things, see what happens when you do this, when you don't do that. For me, for example, I just posted on my Instagram doing vocal warm-ups before I record the podcast. I found when I do the vocal warm-ups before I record, my voice flows more naturally, and it feels a little more restricted when I don't do those. So it sort of opens that channel, and that's a sort of experiment of see what happens when you do it, see what happens when you don't, see how you feel. And this Aquarius energy is about like being the researcher, being the scientist, being willing to experiment and try things and then see how they work for you. And if it doesn't work, don't do it. If it does work, do it. And we've had Mars in Capricorn for a while now, which is a very good, productive, getting things done kind of energy. and that will continue a little longer. I talked about this on recent episodes, so you can go back to that as well. And then, of course, Rahu, Mercury, and Pisces right now. So Mercury just moved to Pisces, as I talked about in last week's episode, which can bring some difficulties in communication and expression. And it will be about to go retrograde next month. It's going to be going through the Gandhanta zone pretty soon as well. So late in March, early April, there is that happening, but right now the debilitation. So a lot of through March and April, there could be some miscommunications or challenges in communication. So the positive side of this is more imaginative expression, more connection to ideas, and more flow of creative thinking. So it's very creative energy and very good for connecting to your dreams and interpreting your dreams. So if you have ever tried this or haven't tried this before, it's great to have a journal next to your bed, because if you don't write right away, you will forget your dreams very fast. And if you do it right away, you can catch a lot of those things. And I've talked about this in the past, how extremely powerful they can be. In a sense, it's almost like you're dreaming a movie each night, and we all have dreams every night, we just don't usually remember them. And it's like you're going to a movie and then you come out of the movie theater and you forget every single thing you saw, but you still saw it and it has an imprint on your subconscious. And the dreams in that way are like your subconscious sort of processing things, and the symbolism is there. And that's why it's so weird and things don't make sense, because it's so symbolic. But particularly right now, and there's an element to this all year with Rahu and Pisces, this month and through next month, March and April, to explore your dream symbolism. And if something sticks out and seems particularly meaningless and weird and random, that may be the one that really is the linchpin to uncovering what your subconscious is really experiencing. I've had this many times. I've talked about it in the past, so I won't go super deep in it now. I've also had a lot of premonition dreams. Maybe not everybody has that, but like you dream something and then the exact same thing happens the next day. Like a couple months ago, I dreamt I was in this room with these like blue and red lights a certain way, and then the next day I was in that exact room I dreamt of that I'd never been to before. So this kind of thing can happen as well, and they're, I think, just signifiers that you're on the right path and that the universe is sort of providing you this little nudge and wink of like, yep, that's right, you've made the right choice, this is the right path. Or it may just be that we are creating our reality and then it manifests and reflects that. But I usually choose and see it as that it's sort of affirmation and validation that you're on the right track. And on the very specific level of the dreams and the subconscious processing and the things that come out there, I think it's very worthwhile to explore this dream journaling in the next 2 months. Just put a journal by your bed. You'll forget it most of the time, but maybe one time in the next 2 months, you'll get something there. And you can use like dream interpretation sites, but I think what really is most useful is if, say, you dream about a falcon or something, and somebody asks you, well, what does that mean to you? And that's what really matters, because it's your subconscious. So the falcon to you could have something to do with a family member or a zoo or whatever, but to someone else, it's going to mean something else. And to a dream interpretation site, it's going to mean something else. So those sites may be useful, but it's going to really be about what's in your subconscious. So it really is the inquiry of, I dreamt about this thing, what does that mean to me? And then to explore that. So that's what's going on really in the next 2 months with that Rahu, Mercury, Pisces, all that kind of stuff going on. And then all year Rahu is there. So there's an element to that. And then there's going to be a lot of planets there in Pisces soon as well. When the sun gets there, we'll have the new moon there, and then we'll have Venus there and Mars and everything. So all the planets are going to be coming through Pisces pretty soon. But right now, Mercury in Uttara Vajrapada inside of Pisces now, starting March 8th for 6 days. So throughout the week, Uttara Vajrapada can bring this strategic and effective communication and professional matters. It's the strategy of Mercury and this way of approaching our communication that's able to see a lot of different sides of things, to see what's right. And there's a sort of luck that can come in the long run with Uttara Vajra. Good for goal-oriented, practical thinking long-term. Uttara Vajra is like the latter half of the funeral cot, or the former one who possesses lucky feet is the translation. And it shows that through the long term, in the end, things can pan out in the positive, and there's this later success that comes with this. Positive interactions and organizational and leadership roles. So this is great if you are in leadership or you work with people in leadership. Tendency to be overly focused on tasks, lacking and neglecting interpersonal aspects. So especially with all the Shiva energy I mentioned coming into this weekend and the next week, and then Mars and Capricorn energy I mentioned, it could be a little too cold and task-oriented energy. Next, Sunday, March 10th, the new moon in Purva Bhadrapada. So moving ahead on the calendar, got to go back a few hours. We're looking at the Los Angeles Pacific time as well. So it's going to be a little different every time zone, but around 2 a.m. Pacific, we have our new moon. See, the sun and moon are together there. New moon in Purva Bhadrapada in the sign of Aquarius. So in my year two mentorship program, I lead with the advanced students. We're doing a deep dive every 2 weeks with one nakshatra. So very deep into each one. And right now we're following the moon cycle, so Purva Bhadrapada. And one of the patterns that we see with that people who have this is a great speaking ability. People who are sometimes known for their speeches and for giving great speeches, like Abraham Lincoln. One of the most famous things about him is giving a great speech, the great speeches he's given. And also, what's really interesting about him is he hired his opponents, his enemies. Symbol sometimes of Purva Bhadra is two-faced man. And there's this element to being aware of duality of different energies, how to balance them. So, for example, in that case, like Lincoln hiring his opponents. To do this today would seem insane with how divided politics are. But we could imagine that, like what that would be like if Joe Biden hired Donald Trump to be his vice president, you know, and how much that would possibly change the whole discourse in politics. But that's that kind of energy to see both perspectives of things. So now on a personal level, as we go into this new moon in Purva Bhadrapada, it's a new beginning of where we might take on a different perspective of things. For the next month to explore this throughout March, what's a opposing perspective I could try on? And again, it's these modern times, it's pretty crazy for a lot of people. We get so polarized, and the algorithm of technology is just like amplifies that so much that you just start to get into your side of things if you get into the algorithm and too far and using social media, and then it kind of boxes you into just hearing those voices and then affirming those voices, so you don't hear the other perspectives. And that's one of the most interesting things about the whole political world as we go into election year in the US, is how much like side A will focus on issue A and side B will say, well, they're not saying anything about issue B. And then it's vice versa. And then they're not saying anything about issue C. Well, they're not. What about issue D? And so is this sort of like boxing into certain ideas and beliefs that can happen for all of us. And it's part of the ego. The ego likes form and attachment and identity. And the more we are identified with forms, the more we are identified with the ego, and the more we will likely suffer. Because the ego is the illusion of permanence and the illusion of control, which will be shattered eventually. So Purva Bhadrapada shows us the duality of that and both sides of that, and how we can choose which side we want to take. And we have that new moon perspective to do that. And that can be anywhere in our lives. So maybe you've had a certain way of eating or exercising or dressing or music you listen to, and now you may want to explore different perspectives, different music, different ways of dressing, different ways of being in this new moon. So Aquarius is somewhat like this. It's more eccentric, more unique, more open to trying different things. So inside of Aquarius, there's the element Parvati Vajrapada does continue into Pisces, of course, as we've had Mercury there recently, and it continues on. So moon will go there very soon. Of course, moon goes very fast through the nakshatras and signs. But there is that changing element there in the Pisces side, where the Parvati Vajrapada, if somebody has this in your chart, that you might be more etheric, more dreamy, more focused on seeing different perspectives and imagining different futures and creating those futures. But now, this new moon, great time for setting innovative and progressive intentions for the month ahead, the 30 days ahead. Favorable energy for initiating new humanitarian projects, community initiatives, things like that. Positive influence on group activities and collaborations. And potential for unexpected challenges or resistance to change that can come up. The ego stuff I talked about. Next transit happening this coming week is on Tuesday, March 12th, when we have Venus moving into Satavisha, Shatabishak. There's a lot of different ways to pronounce that, and there's no particularly right way. It's kind of the nature of Sanskrit, is a lot of those H's come and go, and a lot of different ways of pronouncing things. So we see on March 12th, that's when Venus moves there, with the Sun and Saturn there as well. So wherever Venus is, it's bringing us this opportunity to find new expression of our love, of what we love to do, what we desire, what we want, and new artistic expression, new artistic parts of ourselves. And here with Saturn and Sun, Saturn brings a sort of maturity to Venus, to relationship matters. The Sun brings a sense of vitality and creativity to relationships. So this is a time to be more mature about relationships, but also great for setting, like, maybe you want to go on a big trip sometime soon. And you're setting the foundation, the dates, the venues, the locations with Saturn, the Sun, and your vitality and your creative thinking. And Venus, what do you love to do? Also thinking long term with Saturn, planning things like this, very good. And maybe also listening to grounding music. I like sound healing music a lot. I've recorded a lot of sound healing things on my Quiet Mind Yoga podcast. There's some sound healing episodes there. I love to play the Tibetan singing bowls. That's a really good example of this kind of energy. Tibetan singing bowls are very old, Saturn, and musical, Venus, and they have these very precise frequencies that are attuned to the frequencies of the chakras. And when you make them visible, the sound waves, they make these incredible geometric mandalas. So you can Google cymatics if you've never seen that. It's C-Y-M, cymatics. That was a huge part of me getting really deep into my spiritual path, from a musician to learning about how sound creates these sound waves in these visible mandalas, to singing bowls, to meditation, and all this. So it's a big part of my path, and I've had my singing bowls now for like 11 years or something. I've moved all over the world, and that's the one thing I've brought everywhere with me the whole time. It's kind of amazing in a way, and they're heavy, very heavy, and not so easy to travel with. But that's a Tibetan singing bowl. It's a great example of this kind of energy. And if you'd like to draw mandalas or color mandalas, wonderful use of this as well. Any sort of drawing activity, painting, art that is requiring patience and a long-term sort of, it takes a while, great use of this. Now, there can be some innovative and unconventional approaches to relationships with the Aquarius energy, and maybe trying something new in your romance, and maybe going to a new restaurant, new kind of date, new sexual experience that you want to have with a partner, new kind of date or adventure you want to go on, new place you want to travel. There's all sorts of creative energies with this. There's positive influence on group interactions and friendships. So Aquarius energy is that social energy. So maybe going out for an event, some sort of group social event or double date, or going out with friends and with your partner sort of thing would be great. It's a favorable time for exploring unique and progressive connections. Now, especially speaking to people who are single, maybe you want to go out to some sort of like tantric speed dating or something like that. These kind of creative dating events that you can meet somebody or connect with somebody romantically in a unique way. Cuddle puddles, things like this, you know, different unique approaches. Potential for being overly detached or resistant to emotional depth. There's that sort of stubbornness with Aquarius, which is interesting because it's an air sign, but it's ruled by Saturn, and Saturn is that very earthy, stubborn, grounded energy at times. And there's that coldness sometimes to Saturn. So with all this and Venus here, it can be a bit detached and resistant to change and emotional depth at times with this energy. Then the last major transit of note happening this week is on Thursday, March 14th. The sun moves into Pisces for 29 days. I talked about this on the monthly horoscope where I go through the major sign transits of the month. But here we have this increased sensitivity and empathy in personal and social matters. So it's very sensitive, emotional, empathic, intuitive energy where our vitality, our strength, our power, our creative expression, our leadership ability is now in the dreamy, watery energies of Pisces, the imagination, and your imagination can lead you into new insights. And if you're any sort of leadership position, ultimately one of the most important parts of being a leader of anything is having a vision of where you want to go. Like a pilot of a plane has the map and the vision of where you're going and can visualize the whole thing. Or a coach on a basketball team, they're leading the team, but they have the vision of how it all is going to play out. It's very much planned out. And that's something that's kind of underestimated about Pisces energy. And it's often associated with dreaminess in a way that's like lazy or irresponsible. But real vision is like seeing the whole thing before it's built, like an architect or like a pilot who sees the whole plan, or even like a kid playing with Legos. You have the Lego instruction manual that does the whole thing, and you look at the box and you have the vision of the built castle or whatever, but then you go step by step to do it. But it starts with the vision. If you don't have that, the plane ends up in the wrong location where you didn't plan on, and the building doesn't get built the way it's supposed to, and it's not safe, and blah, blah, blah. So the vision is actually very much a practical, direct, step-by-step kind of thing when it's really fleshed out. And sometimes Pisces energy gets stuck at the spark of, wouldn't it be great to start my own business? Well, the immediate next step, as soon as you have that idea, now you've just created like 15 jobs. And if it's your own business, you're going to be doing all those jobs yourself for a few years, maybe. And then there's like all these logical steps of inventory or whatever, the website, the marketing, everything. So it's not just the sort of one spark of, wouldn't it be nice to have a business? It's all the steps with it. And the real vision is all of that too. So with the sun in Pisces here, there can be this great potential of the next month to clarify a vision and move in that direction. And with this increased sensitivity and empathy, now you can find something that's going to actually help people. And this is the most important thing. And I've helped a lot of people with wanting to start their business and talk about, you know, they ask about how have I grown my business? And I've taught this in the past and the Thrive program I've offered. And the number one thing is you got to help people. You got to do something that's helpful. So if it's not going to help people, then it's not going to sell. Nobody's going to buy it. So you don't have a business. So you go out of business and you got to do something else. And it's not very rewarding either because nobody cares about it. It's not helping anybody. So monetarily, purpose-wise, and your dharma, you know, it's not going to go anywhere if you're not focused first on helping people. A lot of people focus first on wanting to travel the world and do whatever they want, or wanting to make more money, or something like that. But the first question should be, how do you help people? And for me, it's just, what do I wish existed? And forever, there was not a Vedic astrology podcast, and I wish there was. So I created the first weekly Vedic astrology horoscope podcast. So now it exists. And it's something I wish existed and something I still want to exist. So I'm super excited to create it every week. So I'm number one customer, and I look forward to these as much as anyone else, if not more. So that's a good way to know what you want to create, what your vision might be, of what do you wish existed, and how could you be the one to offer that? And then go now step by step from there, especially with this time with all this Saturn energy so strong and the Mars in this beginning of this early mid-March, to work backwards. And okay, you want to have this result. Now, how do you step by step create that? And it could be anywhere in life, anything. If you don't have a baby, you know, that's immediately creating an 18-year job and really a lifelong job and commitment and devotion. So it's not just that spark of wanting a baby, it's a million pieces with it. And when you have the vision of all of that, now you don't get into the Pisces negative side of being overwhelmed, unrealistic, impractical, irresponsible, blah, blah, blah. So moving on, also positive energy for creative and spiritual pursuits, wonderful for spiritual practice, favorable time for introspection and self-discovery. And this is also really good for doing sort of meditation, mantra, spiritual practice, anything that's internal and going within to connect to the divine, but also it could be outward. And practices that bring you externally, like going to yoga class, going to meditation class, but ultimately they're bringing you internal, or like I love kirtan or bhajans, or you're chanting mantras in a group. It's so beautiful. So much connects to that frequency and energy so powerfully. And it's one of my favorite things to do here in Mazunte in Oaxaca, Mexico. So that's great. If you can find one near you, there's a lot in most major cities. And if there's not one by you, you could even just get a group together and put on a recording. Or, you know, if you can strum a few chords on a guitar, you can play mantras. They're very simple, but it's the energy that matters. And that's a great way to connect with the Sun and Pisces through the month. There could be a tendency to be overly idealistic and have emotional overwhelm, as mentioned. So that is the downside of this impractical, irresponsible kind of side of this that can come out. And with all transits, always, if you notice you're going too far into the negative expression, that's like a yellow light, a warning sign. Okay, slow down. Let's look at what are the possible positive expressions of Sun and Pisces or whatever the transit. And is there one thing I could do? Just one tiny thing. Like, could I just put on a mantra for 3 minutes? That is moving you in the direction of the Sun and Pisces favorable expression, and it can turn around the whole energy. It's so powerful. This is the foundation of my practice, and people ask me this great question this week, and get this sometimes, like, okay, well, how do you apply this to your life? And hopefully, if you've been listening, you see I'm offering ways to apply it every step of the way. But to reiterate, it comes down to that. So like, if I know Sun and Pisces negative is impractical, so I could say, okay, I have this idea to write a song, and the impractical side of that would be, oh, I really want to write a song, and then I don't do anything about it. I don't put it on the calendar, I don't schedule anything, I don't have any real way to actually achieve that. And then the other side of Sun and Pisces is to be the visionary, and like I mentioned, the real visionary is like an architect who gives you the full blueprint before you start. So it's not just, oh, I'd love to build a building. It's, or not just, I would love to write a song. It's, I'd love to write a song that's 120 beats per minute. It's a pop song. It's inspired by Bruno Mars, blah, blah, blah. You know, so it's now you're getting very specific. And as a songwriter myself, that makes it so much easier and so much more fun. Like, ooh, now I can get really deep and explore a genre, and like, what do I really like about this genre, and what do I really like about this project, and what kind of creative things could I do here? Now the creative energies of Sun and Pisces are flowing, versus the negative side of that is, oh, I said, I just want to write a song. I didn't make any plan. There was no vision, no laying it out. It didn't happen. I feel defeated. I feel lazy. People, I feel ashamed, insecure. Maybe people are judging me about it. The other side of that, the wholly, totally different trajectory of life. I had the vision, and I also, like an architect, made the whole blueprint of what I really wanted. So that's like an example, very practical of like, okay, this transit's happening. Here's the negative possible expression. Oh, I see myself going in that direction. I'm going to take one little step in the side of the positive direction. And like I just did there, like to turn that vision of I want to write a song into a practical thing, it was maybe like I could do that in 3 minutes, 5 minutes at most, laying out the genre, the beats per minute, the style, the influences, the software I'm going to use, the instruments I'm going to use. And now I'm ready to go and actually make that vision a reality. And that's now Sun in Pisces and the positive trajectory. And now this 30 days is really fun and exciting and interesting. And that's what I also love so much about astrology, is it just like never ends. So there's the transits just keep rolling forward, and there's new layers and new versions. And it's not like it was 30 years ago, last time Saturn was in Aquarius. There's all these other things going on right now. So throughout our whole life, we never really repeat one cycle exactly the same. And it just makes everything this kind of exploration and new energies and like, ooh, how do we mix this with that? And now we got this and that. And it's different. And some things are the same and patterns repeat, but there's different flavors to it and different colors and added elements. So I love nerding out about this. And if you love nerding out about astrology too, take a moment to leave an honest review in Apple Podcasts. It makes a huge difference. Like, that is one of the most important things with helping the algorithm bring this to new people. And astrology is more fun with more people to share it with. So share it with a friend, get their birth chart, compare your charts, test everything I say, see how it plays out for you. Come back to the podcast a week later, see if it planned out, happened how I talked about it, or how your plans worked out, or what you noticed. I get that feedback a lot too. People listen to episodes a week after or a month after to review and then see how things played out. And I think that's really interesting too. And you might notice some new elements of what I said or these energies. And you know, I'm not the all-seeing eye, I don't know everything, but I am pointing to the energies I'm aware of and what I pick up on. And maybe you see these things play out and get some new perspective on what happened for you. And so it's more, you know, I'm saying that for you, not for me. And like, oh, he was right. I don't really care if I'm right or wrong. I just care, like, if you get some value of like helping you work with the energies happening in your life this week. So if you want some perspective on what happened last week and reviewing last week, go back to last week's episode. And if you enjoyed the podcast, leave a review, share it with a friend. And of course, if you want to go deeper into your studies of energy work and understanding energy in your body, yoga and breath work and meditation are the best practices I know to do that. So I'll be sharing that in the yoga teacher training coming up, quietmind.yoga/YTT is where you can join the wait list for that. And I look forward to sharing more with you next time on the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast.